As millions of Americans prepare to hit the road for the Independence Day holiday, AAA is once again activating its Tow-to-Go program to help keep impaired drivers off the roads. AAA estimates nearly 72 million people will travel over the holiday, including more than 61 million who are expected to drive. The Tow-to-Go program provides a free confidential ride home for impaired drivers along with their vehicle within a 10-mile radius. AAA says the service is intended as a last resort option for anyone who should not be behind the wheel after drinking or using impairing substances. The service will be available beginning 6 p.m. Friday, July 3rd, and continue through 6 a.m. Monday. AAA says the goal is simply to prevent impaired driving and help make the holiday travel safer for everyone. And a pioneering World War II Navy veteran from Bay City is being recognized with a permanent exhibit aboard the USS Edson at the Saginaw Valley Naval Ship Museum. The uniform of Dolores Dimmel Mailet is now on display inside the historic destroyer, becoming the first exhibit on the ship dedicated to the service of a woman in the U.S. Navy. Mailet served in the Navy WAVES program, meaning Women Accepted for Volunteer Emergency Service, after entering boot camp in March of 1944. While many associate the program with clerical duties, museum officials say WAVES members filled a wide range of critical wartime roles, including communications, air traffic control, mechanics, instruction, and other specialized assignments. According to family members, Mailet was selected for classified administrative work involving senior naval leadership. They say her service included recording meetings attended by top military officials, including Admiral Chester Nimitz, and that she witnessed President Franklin Roosevelt's funeral during her time in uniform. Following an honorable discharge in 1946, Mailet returned to Bay City, married a fellow veteran, raised six children, and remained active in local veterans' community. She also played a role in the volunteer effort that helped bring USS Edson to Bay County, where she regularly practiced in Veterans Day observances. Her daughters say the exhibit honors not only their mother's dedication, but also the thousands of women who answered the nation's call during World War II. More than 350,000 women served in temporary military organizations during the war, before Congress permanently integrated women into the regular U.S. Armed Forces with the Women's Armed Services Integration Act in 1948. Dolores Dimmel Mailet passed away in 2020 at the age of 97. Her uniform is now on public display aboard the USS Edson at the Saginaw Valley Naval Ship Museum in Bay City, which is open Tuesday through Sunday from 10 until 4 p.m. And that's been a look at your news brought to you by Thumb Auto Glass of Bad Axe for automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales and installation. Call the only glass company in the Thumb with over 50 years of hometown reputation. That's Thumb Auto Glass behind Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe.
This is TJ from Thumb Glass and Bad Axe. At Thumb Glass, we're proud to be going into our 75th year serving the Thumb area residents with trusted glass repair. We offer complete automotive glass replacement, including windshield replacement and on-site ADAS windshield calibration. So there's no need to let your insurance company dictate where you go. We handle it all right here at Thumb Glass and Bad Axe. We're your one-stop glass shop for auto, home, and mobile glass repair. For the best job in home, automotive, and mobile glass replacement, come see us next to Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. Call Thumb Glass today at 989-269-8131.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.